Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Dr. Mark Harrell, good morning to you. Clinical psychologist joining us today as well. Mark, thanks. You've a bit of an injury today.
Just a bit of foot surgery there a while ago.
Yeah, jeepers, you got a plastic bag over it and the whole lot going on.
We realised we were coming to a farm.
Wise man. It's nice to talk to you. I think we might have spoken before.
We were talking before.
Yes, I recognise you. That's
like
right.
That.
Yes, nice to see you again.
Malahide.
And here we are now.
Yes.
literally in the stable. Sure.
Yes.
Listen, why wouldn't we be? Let's talk a little bit about the benefits that Holly's Horsehaven would have to service users, or as Mark calls them, the lads.
Absolutely.
Them, I should say. Yeah.
I mean, it's an extraordinary place, Ryan. I'm working in the area of special needs for more years than I care to remember. I've never encountered anything like Holly's Horsehaven. It's like this synthesis has happened where you have horses in need, you have people with special needs who, for the most part, grow up with people looking after them, and all of a sudden they arrive in Holly's Horsehaven and they have this transforming experience that you actually have to now look after somebody else. And it is literally a transforming experience. You have the most beautiful setting, and then you have Joe and Elaine. And all of those entities have collided to create what I can only describe, and it's not very clinically, psychologically correct, but it's pure magic.
Yeah,
it has created a tremendous experience for our clients from the HSE. I work with the adult learning disability team in Louth.
Yeah,
and they're a wonderful team. And you know, oftentimes the HSE don't get that good press. Well, the HSE have been part of this synthesis as well,
in
that, you know, the and through the National Lottery funding and combining with the HSE, we've all come together. I mean, I'm very much on the periphery of it. I'm one of the admirers. I'm a fan. I'm an Elaine Duffy fan.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're going to have to join a queue, I think, because she's quite the lady.
And Joe, and their children.
Do mind Joe. Now, Joe's grand. He gets the silver spoon treatment wherever he goes because he says his name's Joe Duffy and everyone falls over backwards. It's Elaine we have to be worried about today.
Yeah. But and I should also say there's volunteers. I mean, they've created this entity and there's tremendous volunteers who come in. But everybody benefits because for the volunteers, they're learning about all these special qualities that people who we look after have. Things like loyalty, things like sense of humour, things like being on time.
Or empathy.
Absolutely.
The care you need to give the horse. They're a noble beast.
Yes.
And they command respect.
Yes.
And you develop that, I presume, as a person then.
Well, absolutely. And then there is that extra special thing. When you see... Is it love? I mean, and Elaine talked about it before, but there's something even more than that when you see a horse and a person connect.
Yeah, there's a chemistry of sorts.
Chemistry, that's the word, Ryan. Yeah. It's an extraordinary chemistry, though. And as I say, it has had, and I hope will continue to have, a transforming experience. You know, I mean, I know Elaine has very ambitious plans to expand Holly's, and I hope to God... She is able to bottle it, and I hope to God we can, you know, expand
beyond. She showed me earlier on this morning before the show started a patch of muck, and she said, that's the coffee shop. And I tell you something, I'm looking forward to coming back and opening that coffee shop.
Brilliant.
Because it's going to happen.
Brilliant.
I can see it's going to happen. That there's a great buzz about this place. As soon as I came in the gate this morning, I knew that this was not just a place thrown together. This is built on bricks, mortar, and a lot of love, to be schmaltzy about it, but that's what it feels like.
I've never encountered anything like it in my 30 years working in the area. It's just extraordinary to be here, you know, and to be part of it. I mean, as I say, a very minimal part of it.
Yes.
I'm a kind of a supporter on the sideline. But when you come up here, it's interesting to hear you say that. You can actually feel it.
Absolutely.
When you walk in the gate.
Yeah. The only thing is Elaine, I find, is very shy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a word out of her earlier on. And honestly, she needs to work on that personality. You know, she's behind the door. She's no sense of, you know, no humour. You know, I feel sorry for Joe, actually.
Can you see anybody saying no to Elaine?
No. I'll tell you what, if she was running the country, we'd never have seen the recession.
No, exactly.
That's for sure. Yeah. Anyway, Mark, it's been good to see you.
A pleasure to be
Look
here.
Look after
Absolutely
that foot,
right.
And we'll do it again. If it's not Malahide, it's on me. So wherever we go, we seem to bump into each
Super.
Other.
Super. Delighted
good to
talk to
you. Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much, Ryan.